"Elders, welcome," Leia said, bowing. She stepped away from the door and waved her Ithorian guests into the Rhysoed room. "I hope you'll forgive the room," Leia said as the Ithorians filed into the foyer. "It's the best I could do under the circumstances." Uwamu Wawabi, the eldest of the Ithorian elders, politely swung his ocular nodes around the room.
"Your presence would make any room pleasant, Princess Leia."
Wawabi spoke out of only one of the mouths on his throat, a reflection of the poor medical care aboard the Ithorian refugee cities.
"But we thank you for your concern."
"And thank you for coming to Ossus. I know it was an unexpected journey." Leia let her sentence trail off as a pair of black-clad Galactic Alliance bodyguards stepped into the foyer behind the Ithorians. "May I help you?" she said. "Yes." The first woman's cobalt eyes darted past Leia. "You can clear the room." "I'll be happy to clear the room when our meeting is finished. Until then, feel free to wait in the reception room. We have no time to wait." Cal Omus entered the room wearing a rumpled travel tunic as red as the veins in his bloodshot eyes. "Where's Luke?"
"I really don't know."
"Chief Omus, allow me to present Uwamu Wawabi and the Council of Ithorian Elders." Omus turned to the Ithorians.
"Elder Wawabi, a pleasure to see you again."
He bowed formally to Wawabi, then greeted each of the other elders by name.
"Forgive me for pushing in like this, but I've asked the senior Jedi to meet me here to discuss a matter of vital importance."
Luke entered the room with Mara, and, pausing to bow to the Ithorians, approached the Chief of State.
"Most senior Jedi aren't available. Perhaps if there had been more notice."
Omus gave Luke an icy glare.
"As it is, you will have to do.
Aristocra Formby is demanding to know why the Galactic Alliance has sent a battle fleet to the colony."
"Have we?"
Luke's gaze remained fixed on Omus.
"I wasn't aware of that."
"Neither was I," Omus fumed. "Yet a Haepan battle fleet was seen at some place called the Lysel Nest. I was hoping someone here could explain." Omus's gaze swung to Leia.
"Perhaps you."
"I'm afraid not." Leia had been half expecting this. They were in no mood to answer questions.
Han said, "They wanted to intern us."
"Intern you?" Omus knitted his brow.
"You encountered this fleet?"
Leia began to have a sinking feeling.
"You didn't know?"
"No."
Omus's voice was icy.
"I apologize," Leia said. "We gave our word not to reveal their presence."
"Leia had no choice," Luke said. "The word of one Jedi to another is binding."
Omus let his chin drop.
"Don't tell me there were Jedi aboard those ships."
"It was Tenel Ka's fleet, and she is a Jedi," Mara said. "Leia's word is as binding to Tenel Ka's agent as it would be to the Queen herself."
"If you didn't know about our encounter with the fleet, Chief Omus, why did you think Han and I could tell you what it was doing in the colony?"
Leia asked.
"Because of your son."
Omus finally took a chair across from her.
"I thought Jason might have told you why he arranged this."
"Jason?"
Han asked. He sat at Leia's right.
"Last time I checked, he wasn't king of anything."
"No, but Tenel Ka dispatched the Haepan fleet shortly after his visit."
Omus waited as Luke, Mara, and the other Jedi Masters also took seats at the conference table.
"I doubt it was a coincidence."
"It wasn't," Jason said, breezing into the room. "I asked her to send a fleet to the colony's aid."
Omus twisted around in his chair.
"Why in the blazes would you do something like that?"
Jason took a chair at Omus's side, then said,
"I was trying to prevent a war."
"Prevent one?"
Omus demanded.
"The Chiss!"
"Understand only power," Jason interrupted. "And now the Killix have some. The Haepan fleet will buy us the time we need to resolve this conflict."
"At the Galactic Alliance's expense," Omus said. "The Chiss are already threatening to withdraw their security patrols if we don't bring our Jedi under control."
Omus turned back to Luke.
"And that's exactly what I want you to do, Master Skywalker," he said.
"By force, if necessary."
I want all of our Jedi and the Hapen fleet back inside Galactic Alliance borders by this time next month.
Wouldn't it be better for you to talk to Queen Tennel Kaa? Leia asked. She is, after all, the leader of a Galactic Alliance Republic.
And a Jedi, Omas countered. Frankly, she refuses to listen to me. She insists she is only doing what is right, and the discussion ends there.
Actually, Leia said, there may be a way for the Jedi to stop the war and earn the trust of the Chiss. On the way home, Han and I discovered a small group of uninhabited planets. I think they might make a good home for the Korribu nests.
A wave of disappointment filled the Force, and Leia could not help looking past Omas toward the foyer. The Ithorians were all staring silently in her direction, their eyes half closed in resignation, or perhaps it was sorrow. Still, when Leia met Wawabi's gaze, he merely tightened his lips and gave her an approving nod. Leia directed her attention to Luke. I propose that we move the Korribu nests to these planets.
How?
Jason asked. There are 4 nests in the system, each with at least 20,000 Killix. And you don't just move a Killix nest. You have to rebuild it inside a ship, lay in stores.
I'm sure Tennel Kaa will instruct her fleet to help with that, Leia said. In fact, I'm rather counting on it.